You're on Texas Standard Time.
Texas has been more urban than rural since the 50s, but as a state of mind, there are miles of rural Texas often overlooked. In a thoughtful and thought-provoking piece for the Texas Observer, Christopher Collins writes about the seven most pressing issues facing rural Texas. He joins us from Abilene. Now, Chris, we weren't going to have time to get to all seven, but let's try at least the top three. What would you say is the third biggest problem facing rural Texas?
You know, I think at least one that needs to be in the top three is going to have to do with schools. Schools and school funding affects every Texan, you know, whether you're in an urban area or whether you're in a rural area or maybe somewhere in between. But you have to educate your students, and those schools have to have money to do that. Unfortunately, in some of these rural areas, the funds are just lacking. Tax bases are small, and some of them have revenue, tax revenue from natural resources as some of their top revenue generating sources. Huh. And so when some of that revenue starts to go down, these schools have a really hard time, you know, funding even basic services for their students. And the legislature this year, the 85th legislature, decided not to renew what was called the AZATER program, additional right. state aid for tax reduction, which is going to be bad for rural schools. Another problem facing education in rural areas probably doesn't get talked about a lot is the student homelessness crisis.
A student homelessness crisis in rural Texas? I don't think a lot of people would have thought that to be a major issue.
You know, I would agree. I think it's this population is kind of invisible to a lot of people. Now, there's a student homelessness crisis across the state. More than 100,000 homeless students in Texas schools. However, these rural areas sometimes happen to be disproportionately affected by that, just because there's not very many students in the student body. And so when you have, you know, maybe 15 of your 100 students who are suffering through these really difficult living environments and schools that don't have very many funds to help in the first place,
right?
It kind of reaches a fever pitch.
Let's quickly move on to issue number two as we climb up to number one here. What would you put in that second spot?
I would probably say that struggling economies is going to be one of those, because a lot of these rural towns, you know, especially ones that are close to Abilene and farther north and into the Panhandle, are increasingly reliant on agriculture, which is really risky endeavor. And the median age of farmers is increasing. I mean, it's something like 60 or 61 years old.
Well, I mean, there's little economic incentive for a lot of these kids to stick around in some of these small towns, especially if agriculture is going to be it is a fickle business.
Yeah, and they've seen their parents struggle through, you know, bad years, and they've seen probably other families and maybe their own families default on really expensive, you know, million-dollar loans from the bank just to finance 1 year of the operation. And they think, well,
yeah,
I could go to college and be a CPA or you know, a doctor or a lawyer or some other position that may pay better with less risk. So what you have in these rural communities because of that are these economies that are struggling. The tax base is getting older. There's this exodus to urban areas. And so a lot of rural towns are struggling because of that.
Number one issue facing rural Texas, as you see it.
I think it's the elephant in the room, and I think it's natural disasters. Now, this isn't something that's been caused by, you know, political strife or lack of funding or anything like that, but it's something that has to be placed in that context. Now, Hurricane Harvey was, you know, probably the worst thing to happen to rural Texas this year. And I think probably most people would agree with that. These are communities that are already really struggling. They don't have very much money, and they're going to have a really, really hard time recovering, you know, finding the funds. You know, in addition, I would also add, which I didn't think got enough play in the media when they occurred, these awful wildfires that happened in the Panhandle
right,
in March
right.
that killed several people, burned almost 500,000 acres. So these disasters happen in the context of areas that are already struggling to survive as is, and so they get hit by these things and have a hard time recovering.
If you care about small town Texas, you got to check this story out. It's by Chris Collins. He's a reporter for the Texas Observer. We've only talked about three of seven pressing issues facing rural Texas. Chris, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us on the Texas Standard. Best wishes for the holidays.
Hey, thanks for having me, and best wishes to you also.